Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky addresses a joint meeting of Congress to say thanks and stress the importance of continuing aid for his country's fight against Russia. CBS's Peter King.
The Ukrainian president's speech to Congress was bookended and interrupted by standing ovations. But even with more U.S. aid on the way, Volodymyr Zelensky says his country needs more.
We have artillery. Yes, thank you. We have it. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.
Zelensky used the words gratitude and respect in thanking Americans for their support and President Biden and Congress for the aid that keeps coming.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
Peter King, CBS News.
Chicago braces for snow, biting wind chills, and blizzard conditions starting tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Bardot.
We want to make people aware that if they become potentially stranded, that if they're stranded for a few hours or more, they're also going to be stranded in extreme winds, extreme wind chills, single-digit temperatures, and so forth. So we want people to be prepared for that.
Indiana and Michigan are also in the path. This woman is flying out of Grand Rapids.
I feel sorry for the people who are here that have to deal with it, but I'm glad we're heading out to better weather.
The FCC proposes a record fine for those behind an auto warranty robocall scheme. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
We've all had spam calls just like this. Now the FCC has proposed a $300 million fine against a similar scheme run by two California men. It's the largest penalty ever proposed by federal regulators over unwanted phone calls.
The January 6th House Select Committee releases its final report tomorrow, a day later than expected. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This committee, throughout its 18 months, has been like a kid with the snooze button on the alarm clock. They keep hitting it every time there's a deadline, and they keep sneaking that deadline back. Eventually, they're going to have to wake up and get out of bed and send us this report.
It's considered the most iconic play in NFL history, the Immaculate Reception.
There's a collision. That's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris has died. He was 72, no cause revealed. His death comes just 3 days before Pittsburgh is scheduled to retire Harris's number. A new federal law requiring that sesame be listed as an allergen on food labels is increasing the number of products that include the ingredient. Food industry experts say the requirements are so strict that many manufacturers find it easier to add sesame to a product and label it. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We might have had some time to play a little game with him that we came up with.
Ooh. Hey, Greg, you want a free beer? I'll take that.
I will take that.
Roastmaster General, if you will.
I like that nickname better than Tall Potatoes.
Too bad.
I agree. Too bad.
Yeah, too bad, TP.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day. Woo-hoo!
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, Waukesha, Madison Tonight, people streaming, people on the app, people on the podcast. Hello to everyone. Hello to Jane Matinere.
How you doing, Kristen Bry?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm very good. And hello to Mr. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Hi.
That was my impression of a boat saying hi.
It is Greg Bach.
Hi.
Hump Day Wednesday.
Hump Day Wednesday.
You're back. You were not here last week because none of us were here last week.
I was staying away from your COVID butts.
It's true. And so you had a birthday.
I did. I turned an age. It was
happy
fun.
Belated birthday.
Thank you,
birthday
Jane.
It was last Monday.
It was last Monday. Yep. It was actually a perfect day. I had to work, but it was still fun at work. So that was fun during the day. And then I went to Dan Dan for dinner with my lovely wife and some friends. And it was delicious. It was great. It was a wonderful birthday. It wasn't too crazy, but it wasn't nothing either.
That's great.
45 is going to be a good age.
Yeah, that's a solid way to spend your 45th birthday, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we got a good show today.
This
is my last show in Waukesha. I made the decision that I am going to the Rapids tonight. We're going to avoid the storm because we're supposed to leave tomorrow.
Good luck.
And so, but coming up today, we have at 11:30 some headlines that caught our eye, including a fake congressman, a reminder for all Wells Fargo patrons that you may be getting some money soon. Argentina has no chill.
Zero.
And eventually, sometime, we're going to talk about some being drugged by PCP on a certain movie set.
Wow.
25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jane, you can be surprised by that one. And then at 12, we're going to be joined by Jenna Cashew, who is a lifestyle journalist that does a lot of things around Milwaukee. And she has a new Milwaukee scavenger walking guide.
Ooh.
So she's going to talk to us about that and coming up with the different things that you can do in Milwaukee and different clues and how she came up with them. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Allison Hayden from the Milwaukee Jewish Federation about the lighting of the Hone Bridge for Hanukkah this
week.
And why, you know, it's in support of trying to raise awareness around anti-Semitism. And so that is kind of a lot of what she does at the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. So we're going to talk about more specifically Wisconsin kind of increased rates, mm-hmm. incidents and stuff. And so will be an important but probably more somber conversation. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, the fun hour. I mean, it's all fun. It's all fun.
Yeah.
But really, the last hour is when we get a little goofy.
The winning hour? I remember last time I feel like we did the winning hour.
I know. We should bring that back.
Yeah.
But then it requires like finding stories that we're winning. I guess we could always reframe it however we want. But we have two very fun things. Shout out to Milwaukee Record for being the inspiration for both games we're going to play.
Yeah.
So one is famous people from Wisconsin, yep. And Greg's come up with this game as far as is this person famous?
Is this person famous? Did I just make this name up? Does Kristen know who's, and what do they do?
Perfect. Yeah. So you could play along with us at 1, and then at 1:30, we're ranking our favorite Christmas carols, but specifically Packers Christmas carols, correct?
Yes. Milwaukee Record put together 25, if you can imagine. And I listened to about 12 of them yesterday.
You didn't get through all of them?
I didn't get through. I would have been up all night.
I mean, 25 Packer-themed Christmas carols. Dare I say that's 24 too many.
Oh, some of them, though, Greg. I texted Kristen last night, and I said, some of them are so bad, they're endearing.
Yeah.
Oh. You can't not love them.
Oh, I wrote this in my garage for the Packers. I love Christmas.
What is the range of how many different artists are represented in
artists?
That 25?
Okay, let's use that word a little sparingly,
there
please.
There are about 8.
Okay.
There are about 8, but there are a couple groups, like First and Gold has done a whole bunch of them, and there's the Singing Lambonis. Also have a number of Packer Christmas carols.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So we're just going to do like we're going to do 4. We'll do 2 head-to-head matchups, and then the winners will take each other on.
And we will link the original article on Milwaukee Record.
It's so good. It's so good.
And to give credit to the person who spent all this time.
Shout out to Jared.
Scavenging.
Seriously.
For all these obscure Packers Christmas parody songs. So. Very fun show. And then we also have Ray Miller on, coming from weatherology.com, meteorologist. So he will give us more updates on the pending storm.
Apparently it was so cold this morning, my weather app just said, can't tell you the weather.
I'm like, stay home.
It's like, oh God, this isn't good.
Did it really say that?
Yeah, it did. I posted a picture on Twitter. It just said, unable to tell you the weather in this location. I'm like, oh, we're going to die.
All right. Well, the story I wanted to start with today is close to my heart, and we're going to set it up to actually play the video later, but just know that this is the census, as many things doing with civics and the nerdiness I have around things like this. Mm-hmm. The census is very important.
Very.
We all were supposed to take the census in 2020. Wisconsin as a whole, actually, I think we were tied with like up there with Minnesota as far as completion rate, as far as like how many people took it as a part of the like the estimated population. And so, you know, similar to our voting habits, especially mm-hmm. in big years,
yeah.
Wisconsin's engaged, Wisconsin's involved. But there was, when the results came back in, was it August 2021, you know, kind of the breaking story or the analysis of what Wisconsin looked like was that Dane County was the only county that grew, and that Milwaukee specifically had shrunk to the same level of like 1930.
Wow.
So it was something like 16,500 residents. That's what they estimated the decline in population to be. Well, as of yesterday, the city of Milwaukee, Mayor Chevy Johnson, is asking the census to double check its numbers because and they're officially challenging the finding that the city lost 3% of its population over the last 10 years. And they think that there was an undercount and that specifically and usually the populations or the demographics that get undercounted are the Black community, the Latino community, mm-hmm. disabled people, people who are experiencing homelessness, like people who actually need services.
Yeah.
And so because the reason why the census is so important is because not only does it show how demographics and population has changed, but it's also how money gets allocated.
Yep, that is. I would say that's probably the most important because we want to make sure your representatives, you get that money to your cities and to your counties and communities and stuff like that.
And so Detroit is also challenging their census results. Boston is challenging it. And it makes sense. It's like, if I don't know what goes into the challenge. I don't know how often these challenges get.
Well, it's not a big. I mean, I've never heard of so many cities participating in the challenges. But let's face it, 2020, the census was the first time it was weaponized.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, people forget, obviously. We don't forget because everyone knows what 2020 was as far as being at home in the pandemic. But even prior to that, what you were just saying with the weaponization of it was Trump trying to get a citizenship question added to the census. And that started in like 2018, the conversation around whether or not to add that question. And the thought being, there's going to be a lot of people who are not documented people living in the United States wouldn't take it because they thought it would be an obvious thing that the government could come find them and kick them out of the country. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of the issue of people not taking it as much. It was also just in general the pandemic and people not living where they usually live. Like I, at that point in time, I was in Wisconsin instead of California, and I only moved like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so people were all over the place. And so, and they were changing the deadlines, weren't they?
I don't know about that. I'm not positive. But
there were twitchy things.
Like it was like the decision to end the count early in light of COVID-19 pandemic was also seen as by some as a political maneuver. So there's all these things around the 2020 census. It was like, was this an accurate count?
It just didn't feel. I mean, the whole time this was happening, I'm like, this is not going to be a good. This is not going to be an accurate census. This is not going to be a good experience. I mean, people beforehand who are in situations to feel nervous were nervous by the census, period, you know, because back in the old days, they used to knock on your door mm-hmm. and say, I need to count everybody here. And I can imagine people who, I mean, even people who are here legally and done all the processes and have the paperwork, they might still be like, you're coming to my house to count my family. Okay. So it's always probably very jittery for some. And 2020, I mean, can we just redo it in 2020 some other day? Like 2025, let's start again.
But in reality right now, Milwaukee needs all the money it can get. Yeah. So I totally understand. Like they're like, let's try. Like if we are at the same amount of people or somewhere around that, that makes a difference of how much money gets allocated. I don't know if that then leads to challenging the maps and the redistricting maps for assembly and state senate and Congress. But it feels like potentially setting something in motion because 16,000 may not seem like a lot, but I have a feeling it ultimately
in a city
would lead to more money.
594,000 plus.
Yeah.
That's a percentage.
It's like 3%.
Yeah. So.
And it's interesting. Like I don't. Without the census, is there any other way? Because like. I was listening to someone, a different radio show yesterday. I know.
Jane, are you hearing this?
We have to know what the competition is doing.
Yeah, that's true.
The competition?
And the host, referring to the other guys. One of the hosts was like, well, obviously Milwaukee's declining in population. I wanted to be like, how do you know that?
Because they use the idea that people are have been steadily moving out of cities for the past few decades. I mean,
people are moving to Madison.
They're moving to like suburbs. I shouldn't say cities. I should say like the bigger. So like when I lived in Racine, one of the biggest problems we had was that the population kept on dwindling and dwindling and because people were moving out of Racine. Yeah. And even I think the population in Kenosha is stagnant. It's hovered just below 100,000. So I'm not saying Mayor Johnson is wrong. I'm just saying if they do the count and they find that it's maybe not 16,000, but it's still people did move out, that wouldn't be surprising because Milwaukee is starting to grow and starting to become more expensive too. I mean, there are questions about that. Like I'm not challenging the validity, but it'd be interesting. I would, if they do it again, interesting.
So we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about why this was so personal to me, because I made a video about taking the census back in 2020, and maybe we'll play a clip of that, because it's already beeped out. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
But if the dude's a real one.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of snow overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 20, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 27. 3 to 5 inches of snow overnight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast. Check out asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or find us on Apple, find us on Spotify, find us on Stitcher.
What's a podcast?
What's a podcast? I mean, ask Jane. Jane still has yet to listen to a single podcast.
What's a Stitcher?
Greg Bach is here because it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
We're having a great time. And our first story of the day was talking about the city of Milwaukee challenging the census results. And it's obviously an important story because if the challenge is accepted... Mm-hmm. Or proven to be right. I don't know what the correct terminology would be.
Is there someone in the census who goes, challenge accepted?
Finish him. And, you know, it could lead to more money. It could lead to just having a more accurate count of how many people are living in Milwaukee and what resources are needed to serve them. But rewind to when this... when it was 2020... Early 2020, I had just gotten back to my parents' house. The pandemic was raging. Mm-hmm. We were all sheltering at home. And I was starting As Goes Wisconsin and coming up with, you know, at that point, it was like one a week. Now you have to, the content machine is insane now as far as people doing three a day. But I was doing one a week. And a friend had told me that there was a contest. There was a national contest to make a video that would reach hard-to-reach audience, like hard-to-reach populations who typically don't take the census as often. Mm-hmm. So young people, communities of color, people experiencing homelessness, people who are disabled, certain groups who are probably the most in need of the services that the money, the federal dollars that get allocated for this provide, but don't necessarily have the awareness of taking the census. And so the contest was like, make a video that reaches these audiences. And so I was like, challenge accepted. And
challenge accepted.
I was brainstorming and I was like looking at the prompts and, you know, the information that they wanted to convey. And it dawned on me, I was like, this is a little risky, but what do I have to lose? And I don't know how much of it you clipped out, but we're going to link the actual video because I rewatched it this morning. I was like, this was good.
It is really good.
I was like very proud of myself.
It's professional looking and funny and just, and your hair's on point.
Thank you. So here is my motivational PSA back from 2020 to try to motivate everyone to take the census.
In these uncertain times, many of us are struggling with hardships out of our control. But there is something you can control, completing the 2020 census.
Being counted accurately has never been more important. So don't get get counted.
The census determines how much money your community gets for countless public services. Funding for schools, roads, fire departments, senior centers, hospitals, healthcare, and emergency services. So
don't get get counted.
If you don't complete the census, your city or town will appear smaller than it actually is. So you are voluntarily giving up resources for you, your family, and your neighborhood. So
don't get counted.
Often the most overlooked and forgotten communities are also the ones that get undercounted every 10 years. This is your chance to be seen. So
don't get counted.
It's just 10 questions in 10 minutes that will impact the next 10 years. You can complete it by phone.
So that's, it's not even over. There's still like another minute, and there, it crescendos by the end. So basically what I ended up doing was I took footage, like stock footage that the census, like 2020 census had published, and I intercut it with all of, so many of my friends who volunteered to help, who were, you know, everyone was at home, but because we all have our phones, I was like, I need you to just record yourself saying, don't get effed, get counted. And I probably had 30 different people submit it to me, and I edited them all together. So the premise was, you know, if you don't take the census, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah.
And so that was the video. And I did not win. I did not win the contest. I did not win any money.
Stolen.
But Stacey Abrams tweeted it.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so she didn't tag me or As Goes Wisconsin in it. So I was home and one of my friends sent it to me. She's like, I think Stacey Abrams just tweeted your video out. And she tweeted it twice. And I was like, I replied to it. I was like, that's me. And so that is my census story. It felt relevant with in light of yesterday's news, but I was very proud of that. I felt like it was really,
a really
creative
good looking video. Like, it looked real professional. It looked like it looked like something you'd see on Colbert or The Daily Show.
It really did.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was like, dang.
I used to make videos instead of be on the radio. I was pretty good at it.
No. Well, you know, 2023. Oh God, I've had too much caffeine. 2023. Let's see where this happens.
That's
Let's
true.
See, where
we can get it back
see, as it goes. Huh? See what I did there?
as it goes.
I'm a genius, tall potatoes.
So yeah. So if you have thoughts, if you want us to, we'll share it out today because I'm still very proud of it. Yeah. But we're gonna take a break soon. But as always, I guess I have not given out the number yet today.
And, you haven't. And I was gonna say
something. You're waiting. You're waiting for it.
I was gonna say something, but I was afraid.
So as always, feel free to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. So, yes, we would like to hear from you, your calls, your text messages. We're going to take a break.
What's your craziest census-taking story?
If you have one, we actually would love to hear it now.
Did your screen not refresh?
I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Whoa. Okay, Jane.
What is that from?
That's from Silence of the Lambs,
you nerd. Oh, my God.
All right, well, on that note, text us, call us. When we come back, we're going to go through some more headlines that caught our eye. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around.
That's a cigarette voice asking for her big boy. Why should I know who that is? Now seems like nothing I do ever pleases you. I know you've got your own version of the truth. There's only three things left now that I can do. Deny.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Special Report. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stands in the U.S. Capitol saying thank you for the aid given to his country in its fight against Russia's invasion. After receiving a standing ovation, he tells a joint meeting of Congress,
your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
President Biden says of the latest $1.8 billion in U.S. aid being given to Ukraine,
we continue to strengthen Ukraine's ability to defend itself, particularly air defense, and that's why we're going to be providing Ukraine with Patriot missile battery.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
The Ukrainian people are courageous and innocent
and they deserve our help.
Zelensky ends his speech by exchanging Ukrainian and U.S. flags with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's the news, coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here is the news.
The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us today, this Greg Bock Hump Day Wednesday.
That song was awesome.
What song was that?
It is ELO. Here is the news.
Oh, here is the news.
They're such a good band.
And here is the news. So this is our segment where we just pick headlines that I thought were interesting.
Here's the news.
Maybe we're stories that don't necessarily need an entire segment to themselves, but we'll talk. Spend a couple minutes on each. First time we're doing this video.
First part of the show is Kristen explains things.
Yeah. I'm kind of good at that.
Yeah.
So this first one. I've watched enough high drama to know that, like, if you're going to run for Congress, the expectation that your opposition is going to find out all of the skeletons in your closet is what you would think happens, right? Like, people are like, oh, I could never run for office because I have too many skeletons in my closet, right? Because you just think that's what happens when you run for Congress. All of your secrets get revealed.
Yeah.
My favorite line is, I have so many skeletons in my closet, I had to put in bunk beds.
There you go.
And the other thing, too, is when you go run for office, if you've got a campaign manager worth their salt, they're going to sit you down and say, tell us everything.
Yes.
So we can combat anything.
All of it.
Yeah.
And so I don't quite know how this happened.
In a new segment called I Don't Know How This Happened.
So, George Santos, not to be confused with George Soros.
Or Santa Claus.
Or Santa Claus. openly gay GOP congressman-elect from Long Island. He got elected last month, and he flipped a seat that was a Democratic seat. The Democratic incumbent did not run. He actually ran. I looked it up. So he was running. He tried to primary Kathy Hochul for governor. Oh, yeah. So that's why he wasn't running again. Gotcha. So it was an open seat, and it was flipped from blue to red. And this person, George Santos, won. And now, after he won, he is facing mounting accusations that he is a con man.
You know what's funny? We live in a world today where it says mounting accusations of, and you have all the classics.
Like, what could it be?
And then you're like, what's a con man?
So basically, it turns out that the incoming congressman might have slightly embellished his resume.
He fibbed?
He fibbed a lot.
Oh.
So basically, there's a report that says there's no evidence that he worked the places that he's listed. So including, like, I think it was Goldman Sachs. Like, it's like big companies that certainly verify and can look up pretty easily out of anyone who ever worked there. But there's also no record of the animal rescue charity he claimed to run. The schools he said he got degrees from also said they have no record of him. And then last month, Santos claimed that four of his employees died in the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting, and the investigation couldn't find any evidence connecting the victims to him.
Welcome to 2022.
Of course, his lawyer is saying that this is a smear campaign, that it's not true. But the investigation, I think, was from the New York Times. My point is, this wasn't Oppo research that came out during the campaign. He's been elected.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how this, in this day and age, like, the amount of people who on TikTok who are just, like, creators, who they, like, get in a spat with someone, and all of a sudden they get the amount of information that people can look up and find, like, all the... It's like, if you're running for Congress, how did no one verify any of this until after you were elected?
It was bad campaigning on Zimmerman's part. I mean, that's the thing is, like, you got to get your... If you're running for a congressional office, your campaign manager better have something simple and to the point and to find out everything about your candidate.
Yeah.
So you can hit him hard. And they obviously didn't do that.
Yeah.
And we also live in a day and age where lying doesn't matter anymore. There are no consequences.
Well, maybe there's consequences. Go ahead, Jane.
This is really an indictment on whoever was the head of the Democrats in New York State.
Oh, yeah.
Who has since, right, he's been tossed, I think, pretty.
Like, who's head of the state party?
Yeah, the state party. Because
Has he?
I'm pretty sure because of things exactly like this.
Lack of attention to detail.
How did this guy go through and not no one vetted him?
I'm wondering if...
Are you saying that the Republican Party chair or the Democrat?
No, the Democratic Party chair.
For not checking, not doing the oppo.
Yes,
because
exactly.
It's not their candidate.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but the GOP didn't care either way. In fact, they're probably like openly gay. It makes us look more diverse. But I think that... I'm wondering, did the local county party or the state party just think, well, it's Long Island. It was blue for a long time. It'll be blue again. Don't worry about it. This Santos guy, he's fine. We're going to beat him handily. We don't need to do anything. Obviously, didn't put any money into it. I really didn't hear the name all night when I was watching MSNBC during the election. So I'm sure the DCCC wasn't throwing money at that election.
Yeah. I don't know. Why this matters. You know, now there's going to be he could face the House of Ethics Committee in Congress. This could potentially affect the very slim margin that the Republicans have in holding the House.
He'll face a Republican-controlled Ethics Committee in the House. You ever see what they do in Madison? They're going to ring it in, ring it out, go to lunch.
And give him a promotion.
Yep. They're going to hold him up as a person who just, you know, flew in the face of all the woke mobs and liberal media dogs. And there are no consequences for our actions anymore.
All right. Well, there's some consequences for Wells Fargo. Attention, Wells Fargo. Clients? Patrons? What do you call it?
Customers? You're okay. A customer.
Wells Fargo, the bank, has to pay $3.7 billion in settlement money for overcharging interest and fees on some of their consumer products.
Man, they just don't know how to work.
Yeah, so this is their largest settlement I think they ever have had to pay out. So they agreed to pay a $1.7 billion fine, and then an additional $2 billion to customers in a settlement with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over consumer abuses. This happened this week. And the fine is the largest in history of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
CFPB for short.
The settlement is larger than the GDP of Greenland.
Well,
fun fact.
I mean, that's larger than the GDP of my house.
Yes, that's true. But this isn't the first. This is not. I have one credit card with Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo got in trouble years ago, and I'm not getting the information exactly correct. If I'm not mistaken, they actually opened up credit cards in people's names to boost quotas, and people were getting their credit histories or credit histories and scores wrecked because they had these credit cards open and they had no idea because Wells Fargo was making these people like in their call centers like sell these products, and then on the sly they just open them without telling people. Like when the financial crisis happened, so my mom retired from Wells Fargo. She had nothing to do with it, by the way.
Okay. Mama Bach.
In the clear. She just ran a building. She's a cool lady. What's up? But in 2008, when the financial crash happened and all these financial institutions were collapsing or being bought up by other ones, Wells Fargo stood kind of alone in the pack for not getting involved in any of the CDOs, any of the subprime mortgages. Mm-hmm. So they stood like tall as like, we do things right. We treat people great. We don't take advantage of it. And then since then, it's been all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. I mean, at what point does it go from fines to like just hand over the keys? You're done. Because this is like, I mean, how many billions of dollars have they paid over the past 10 years now? I mean, it's just craziness.
I don't know.
But going back to there are no consequences for lying anymore. The people who are at the head of Wells Fargo, if anything happens to them, they're all going to parachute out anyway.
Yeah, totally. Listen, kids, Uncle Greg here with a really important message for the day. There are no consequences for your actions. Have fun.
If you have
go
money.
For it.
Wait, if you have money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You also have to have a GDP larger than Greenland. Do you? If not, put the candy bar down or pay for it.
So I'm not exactly sure who it's home and auto loan payments. So I'd have to do some more research on who qualifies to get some of this $2 billion mm-hmm. that they're paying directly to consumers or customers.
I wonder if my mom qualifies.
Yeah, but if you're a Wells Fargo customer, check it out. You may be able to qualify for some of this money coming your way. Moving on, Argentina has zero chill. Nor should they, but
they've earned no chill.
I went when the Bucks won the NBA championship in 2021. I went to the parade and it was glorious. It was such a melting pot of what Milwaukee is. It was hundreds of thousands of people. It was wonderful. It pales in comparison to what happened in Buenos Aires. So, as a reminder, if you are not a soccer fan, Argentina won the World Cup.
It's
a big deal. And they had their parade. They had their celebration in Buenos Aires. And an estimated 4 million people flooded the streets of Buenos Aires. This was yesterday. It was a national holiday, so everyone had off work. And they attended the parade. And it got so rowdy that the celebration was cut short and players had to be carried away via helicopter from the bus they were on because the crowds were so big.
Wisconsin thinks we can party.
I mean, 4 million people in Buenos Aires, that's almost the size of Wisconsin.
That's almost the GDP of Greenland.
That's like two-thirds of Wisconsin, that too. And so they know how to party. They're very excited, and yeah, as they should be.
I mean, Argentina, Brazil, Spain, I would say like, if one of those three countries were to win the World Cup, those are the craziest soccer fans on earth. And the craziest, I mean,
what did you rank?
I would not in order, but I would say Argentina, Brazil,
yeah,
and Spain. I think if those three,
like, not England. I feel like
England's never going to win. I don't count.
Like, well, I'm just saying fandom.
But the thing is, like, you look at the people of like Brazil and Argentina, the absolute lust for life they have in their celebrations. The fact that this happened doesn't surprise me because they're so excited. They love this sport so much. I feel like if England won, it'd be like, they'd be like, oh, that was very nice.
Keep calm and carry on.
Oh, football. Oh,
I say hurrah. that was jolly win.
Jolly good win. It's about time those boys kicked it up. So, yeah, I mean, if England won, that for one thing, it'd be a hilarious miracle. But also, they'd probably go a little crazy, but they're not going to go as crazy as a place like Brazil, where it's literally like God, football,
Lionel Messi.
Yeah, exactly.
Who, fun fact, worldwide,
yeah,
his jersey is sold out.
Wow.
You cannot find his jersey on a retail site. You can only find it as like someone reselling something that they bought.
They were actually having discussion about this, like at like all those different places that make them, and they're like, "What are we going to do?" And the guy in charge is like, "I don't know. It's a messy situation."
But I'm so yeah. So that's a little bit more really squeezing the end of the World Cup news headlines out of that. He also had Lionel Messi also now has the most liked Instagram post of all time. Do you care about that? 65 million likes.
I can tell you right now, I don't care.
I know.
He also seems like a pretty decent human being.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy.
You know what? He's known his wife since they were children. Since they were like five. And they're from the same small town in Argentina. And like even as he moved to Europe,
yeah,
like I think what I read was like they thought they'd break up. Was how are they going to make this work?
Yeah.
But through all of the years and his prodigy status,
yeah,
he's still with the same woman.
I gotta say,
and I saw a great. This is like men. This is how you take pictures with a woman when you're married. And it's a picture of him just like his hands are like in front of his body, and mm-hmm. there's a supermodel standing next to him that's not his wife, mm-hmm. and it's just like he's frozen. He's like, do not touch this woman. Do not put your hand around this woman. Do not like. If you basically you're posing by yourself, you're like, men, this is how you do it.
We have these men in the world who are famous and have been with the same person for a long time, and we want to hold them up to such a high regard and hope that they don't screw things up. I'm just gonna say this right now, Lionel, don't messy things up.
And on that note, I think it's probably time for a break.
All right, you're right. I'll go. Goodbye.
That's I think you've done as many messy puns as you can do.
Oh no, today. I haven't.
All right, well, we're gonna take
check
another break.
The third hour.
We're gonna take another break. 844-967-2789. We want your texts. We want your calls. 844-96
Party.
We'd love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance of snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 20, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 27. 3 to 5 inches of snow overnight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Reminder that we love hearing from you. If you have a topic that we should cover or guest we should have on, if you have feedback for us, you can text us, you can call us, you can email us. If you want to text us, 844-967-2789. If you want to email us, asgoeswisconsin.com or asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We love getting your feedback on stuff that we should be aware of and maybe we should cover. Do you have any topic ideas?
That was just so relaxing right there. I know. It's just like, welcome back to the show.
That's like sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. Don't resist my sweaty balls.
I feel like it's that time of year to replay but that. I wish we had a
fire.
Gem.
I wish we had a fire going right now. I feel like Christmassy. I love Christmas.
I do love Christmas as well. So speaking of an SNL sketch from probably around 25 years ago, there's another thing that came out about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Which was Titanic. I think it was this week. This is the this week was the 25th anniversary of Titanic coming out and rocking my sixth grade brain. I think I was in sixth grade.
Jesus.
I think I was in sixth grade.
How old am I?
Were you in college?
Well, I was of college age. It was 97.
You were in high school? I guess, yeah, I guess we're 10 years apart.
I graduated in 96. Okay. I was actually in college for a little bit at that point.
Right. And, you know. What were you doing at that point when Titanic came out? Were you part of the... Did it warm your cynic heart when that movie came out?
So waiting for you to say, were you on the Titanic?
Close, Greg, but no. Actually, my takeaway, because I went to see it alone.
Oh, God.
And I don't know why, but I went to see it alone. And I didn't use the restroom the entire movie. And the last 45 minutes is all sloshing water. So when we got to the point where she's on the door and Jack is in the water. And I'm just like, let go of the raft already. You're going to die. Just get it over with. I need to use the restroom. Let's wrap it up.
So I've seen... So I had a similar experience. I did not want to see this movie. I don't care for this movie. I've seen it once.
Okay.
I saw it because I told my friend, if you pay for my movie ticket, I'll go see it with you. And this was right when Titanic mania was happening. It was like half the screens in the movie theater playing 24/7. And we went after work when we were working in the mall. So it was nighttime on like a Saturday night. So there was no parking. I was so angry by this fact. I'm stomping in the movie theater. I'm like, freaking Rickon. I was like, Yosemite Sam. So we're sitting there. I'm watching it. I don't like the movie because I don't like the fact that they put a fake love story in the middle of human tragedy. That's my thing. And we're watching this movie. And everything is happening to everyone who I know is fake. I'm like, good, good, good. And then. And I think 2/3 of the movie, I just turn to my friend Dan and go, I bet I can find parking now. And then as the boat's going into the water,
when it breaks in half,
as the final thing sinks, you just hear a lone voice going, and it's me going, glub 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 glub. God, I hate the movie so much. And my mother, Mama Bach, loves that movie. But the reason why we're talking about Titanic, sorry.
Is this story.
Yeah.
I don't think we didn't prep you that we're going to talk about this. So a story that came out this week that I guess has never really been told prior to the 25th anniversary of this movie is that someone spiked the clam chowder that was served on set with PCP.
Yep.
And so there's like this story that was published this week of... James Cameron, a lot of the crew, like the DP, because it was it wasn't Leo and Kate weren't filming that day, so they didn't have the clam chowder.
But Bill Paxton did.
So tell us more of the story because it's wild.
So basically, they were in their Halifax set in Nova Scotia, and they had clam chowder as part of the craft service. For those who don't know, craft service is just simple small meals and snacks when you're filming a movie or TV show, and they said that everything was going fine, and then all of a sudden they realized in this room of grips and electricians that one of the guys just started talking really hyper. Like, he's like, this, it's kind of talking crazy. We don't know what's going on. And he started chattering on, like, completely crazy. And then he said that James Cameron run by the door and this extra running from behind him and said, "There's something in me, get it out." So basically, they found out that someone had spike the clam chowder, and they had to take all these people to the hospital. But here's where it gets really funny, because they were saying that, you know, people are like freaking out and going crazy. He said Bill Paxton was a real sweetie. He was just enjoying the buzz. But he said that, sorry, this is really funny, he said that there were crew members doing, like, while Bill Paxton was enjoying the buzz, he said, meanwhile, grips were going down the hallway doing wheelies and wheelchairs.
I don't know how they kept this story under wraps for as long as they did. It also reminds me, remember that story from, like, a year or so ago with the bride and groom who, like, drugged their wedding guests?
No.
They basically put... in their meal, like the wedding meal, all their guests, they spiked it with like THC.
Oh my God.
And so a bunch of their guests, I think they got sued by some of their guests for, I mean, I'm surprised no one got, because they never found out who did this, right?
They never found out who did it, yeah.
And like, it's a funny story now, but it's also like, please don't secretly drug people and not let them know what they're on, because that is a recipe for disaster.
Especially with its hallucinogenics. Yeah.
It said here, people are moaning and crying, wailing, collapsing on tables and gurneys. The DP, Caleb Deschanel, is leading a number of crew down the hall in a conga line.
Jane's mortified. You're not laughing.
But the reason why Bill was okay with it, because Bill apparently was a stoner and he was just he was fine. He was good.
He was like, it was fine. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, so, my God. So that was first of all, Titanic, garbage movie. Two, watch the clam chowder at the craft service table, my friends. If you could take anything away from Tall Potatoes and Sweaty here, watch out for the craft service clam chowder when you're in Nova Scotia.
And the best thing about the film Titanic was the costuming.
The costume, see, that
it was pretty spectacular.
The costuming,
the set was great. I mean, there was a lot of
the attention to detail is, if you are a fan of Titanic, I was talking to you about this. I listen to a podcast called The Weekly Planet, and they do a show every week called Caravan of Garbage. They will talk about all these movies. They talk about Titanic and just the absolute, like, not just the detail, but the James Cameron-esque resistance to notes from the studio saying, well, why don't you do this? Like, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do it my way. And it wins Oscars and makes billions. So
yeah,
I'm still not seeing Avatar 2.
I'm not seeing Avatar 2 either. Well, on that note,
the
we're going to take...
of water.
We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Jenna Cash is going to be here to talk about the Milwaukee scavenger hunt that she's come up with and things that she learned along the way. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join. call in and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.